I drive around all day in my car and fucking realize I haven't listened to the mate radio or anything on. I've just been in silence in my own thoughts all day. I
Gotcha.
need to really stop that shit. I start
Yeah.
going down like dark like holes. I'm like, fuck, man.
That's some crazy person shit.
Yeah, for real though. Like it's like I don't even realize I'm doing it half the time. I gotta go back to smoking weed like really early in the morning. That
Wait,
gets me
I'm
to like
confused. Did you just say that you get in your car and you drive around and you realize you haven't been listening to anything? Is
Yeah, I
that
do
what
it
you
all
just
the
said?
time. All the time.
You gotta get that checked out. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm just in my head all day long. Especially after like the last health issue I had, I'm like always like, fuck, what about this? And then what about this? And I'm like Googling something and I'm like, oh no, and then I'm down like a dark hole. I mean, this is like go on anti-anxiety medication and you'll be good.
Yeah, did
That's
Todd just get fucking
can
hit
I
in the
go
shower?
home?
Now?
Got warped. He got warped to another
That's
dimension
what
for a
his
second.
thoughts sound like. Yeah, we don't know what the fuck you just said. You just vanished for a second. So what's the consensus? What's the past controller early thoughts on fucking Dead Poets Society, whatever the fuck it's called?
I was just telling Dom I haven't really listened to it yet. I listened to a couple songs that seemed pretty good, but
I'm not saying
I haven't
anything
really.
because I don't want the Swifties to come after us.
Damn, so Dom's that you know that means it's negative. Mike, what about you? I know you were probably the biggest Swiftie out of the group. What are you thinking?
Was Brennan seriously not sitting here when I said I haven't listened to it?
I don't think he
No, I
was.
don't think he was.
No,
Yeah.
I was checking
Okay.
on Navi. Do you not can you not see the four of us in front of you?
I'm not paying attention. I was watching a YouTube video on the side.
Guy, this fucking guy. No, I was not here when you were saying
Okay.
that.
Has
I
anybody
was
listened to
listening
Dark
to it.
Matter yet?
No.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Pearl Jam's new album.
Oh shit, I didn't know this. That came out today too.
Yeah.
Is it a double album?
It is not. It's just a regular Pearl Jam album. The thing that I read says that it has like 10 vibes to it, so I'm kind of excited to actually like sit down and listen to it.
Yeah, I'll download it tonight. I did not download the Taylor Swift album. I listened to a few songs when I went to get coffee today, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not like I'm not Mr. Taylor Swift. I'm not Todd. I'm not fucking shaking it off. But
You
that's
excited
fine.
for it to come to Fortnite on Tuesday?
Is that the new one? Is that when
She's
it
not coming to
starts?
Fortnite. There's no
No, I
way.
know
It
she's
is on
not.
Tuesday.
It is on Tuesday.
It is
If it's
Tuesday.
Billy though, I'm definitely going after that Billy skin because that's a.
I don't. I feel like Taylor's too good for Fortnite. And not me saying this. I feel like Taylor thinks she's too good for Fortnite right now. So
Fortnite's too good for Taylor, first of
they'll,
all.
they'll, they'll
I mean,
come a
they
time.
got the
They'll come a
talent,
time.
you know.
They'll come a time. The time is not now.
I mean, Shake It Off would be like the perfect dance for that fucking game. Like, you know, like just
Shake It
having
Off
the
would be a
fucking
pretty
Shake It Off moment.
good emote. They could
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be ideal. Like, it's.
you get a kill fucking standing over him, shake it off. It's pretty good.
When Dom texted me that the Ice Spice song was in there yesterday, I was like, fuck. So then I logged in and, like, that was there. And then there was another song that I didn't have. And I'm like, fuck. So I ended up buying two more. And I don't have, like, I've bought, like, probably, like, 10 songs in the past, like, 2 months. And like I have to keep on cycling them out of my first wheel, and I'm like, what the fuck? I need more space to into these things.
Todd's a big Fortnite guy. Todd might spend the most money on Fortnite now out of all
He
of
might.
us.
Probably.
I almost bought the Coachella bundle.
I'm debating going back and get the skins because I got the two songs, but like I do like the skin itself. I
Did you
don't
see
care
the
about
Coachella
Coachella, but
bundle for Festival?
No.
no.
It has Song 2. It
Oh yeah, they.
has like one song from like a bunch of like headlining Coachella.
Did you see the reaction that Blur had at Coachella and how like
No,
people were
but they
like,
did not look great on stage.
no, it wasn't even that. Like the audience was like not there. They were like completely uninvolved because no one knew
Really?
all those. It's all like
Yeah.
young kids that don't even know who like Blur is, and like the guy was basically like yelling at them on the stage, being like, "All right, well I guess this sucks," you know. It's like, what else was there besides Song 2 though?
Like,
No, I'll have to check it
we
out. I
definitely
don't
talked
remember.
about this before. I forget what the other songs were, but I do remember saying, "Oh, I should buy Song 2." I didn't buy Song 2. I will
I
do
could
there.
probably look it up fairly easily
Yeah,
if you
do
guys want to
that.
fill.
I think the only Coachella set that I watched was, which, by the way, I feel like more music festivals should just fucking stream it too. Like, I feel like
Yeah.
you would get way more people that would,
Right.
like, the people that want to go physically to a music festival are going to go to it. They're not gonna not go because it's on fucking YouTube. Like,
And that's like a celebrity festival at this point. It's like every B, C, D list actor. It's like.
I mean, I don't know anything about the festival scene, but Coachella seems like it's like a modern day Woodstock with how compared to like other festivals, like it seems like it's the one. I don't know. But anyways, we watched the No Doubt set, which was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
They play a lot of jams.
I was going to say Just a Girl is one of the songs from the Coachella bundle.
I think that was the first time that No Doubt has played together since like 2013 or something. They haven't played together in a long time, like the full band.
That's what I
saw them in 2005 or 6 at the Hatchell in like the Seaport area.
Wow.
And it was a fucking awesome concert.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Jen saw them in Central Park, which was like fucking concert. Yeah. We went to like it was a festival, but like it wasn't like a festival. But we went to a thing in New York.
What was that called, that festival?
Global Citizen Festival.
They don't do it anymore, right?
No, I don't think so. But it, like, we went to it because it was like, it was No Doubt and the headliner was fucking Jay-Z. And it was like there, I think the openers were the Roots, which is like the Roots being an opener is like silly to me.
And they're so good though live, because I've seen the Roots twice live and they're fucking awesome.
We had trouble getting there on time. So we were like walking in as the Roots were playing. So we were like trying to get into the fucking place and the Roots were playing. And
the,
then
the
I
Roots
think
played Endicott College like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And like no one was there. Front row. Like
they're probably some of the most talented musicians out there right now, like performing musicians. Who else was there? It was Fun, I think. Yeah, it was the guy.
They still do Global Citizen.
Is it always in New York or is it around like travels around?
Central Park.
Huh.
I don't know if you guys like Vampire Weekend.
Last year it was Chili Peppers, Lauryn Hill, Cook.
Fun, which Fun was like, do you know who Fun is? Dom probably does. Mike does. Okay. So that guy.
You know who's in that band?
Nate Roos.
Jack Antonoff.
The lead singer's Nate Roos or something.
Yeah.
Who's the guitarist? Who is that though?
Makes all the music with
Tim. Yeah, he's the lead on Bleachers.
That is correct.
I'm a big Jack Antonoff guy.
Big Jack Antonoff guy.
Yeah. Now there's one song I've heard from Bleachers that was kind of a jam. I don't know what it's called, but it was kind of a jam.
Is it in Fortnite?
I don't know if it's in Fortnite, but if it is, I might buy it because it was a jam.
Yeah, I've heard of Bleachers.
It's Jack Antonoff. You probably like him, Todd, because you're fucking Todd.
There's another album that just came out though. I don't know if you guys like Vampire Weekend, but it's like one of their best albums they ever put out.
I've never listened to Vampire Weekend.
I get that on your mixtape that's coming soon.
I think I'm at
160 songs right now. Just hit shuffle.
160 songs.
You
gotta trim that up.
All the songs are good. No, it's good.
You're making me a playlist.
No, just put it on shuffle. And you're gonna end up having
curate it. You didn't try to give me an experience. I gotta put it on shuffle.
No, because that's how I like shuffling. I shuffle everything.
Todd doesn't even listen to music when he drives.
That's true. Todd's life is on shuffle.
It's for real.
When the fucking dude from Fun was out, when Fun was out for their set, like portion of the thing, call and response, like person on stage, the audience, like, you know, when I say hey, you say ho, hey ho, like shit like that, call and response. He did that, and he started it with like normal, simple things that you would maybe think like, yeah, this makes sense. And it evolved into him every time he did it with the crowd. At some point, he was like, all right, now repeat after me. And then did like, like was like fucking singing whole like fucking nonsense. And it's like, what?
Did you think he was Freddie Mercury at like the Live Aid show? And he was like
in the fucking crowd, dropped off halfway through whatever the fuck nonsense he was doing. There was someone else. There was like a country pop singer. It might have been like Kelly Clarkson or something. I don't know. I tuned out for that part. But there was someone else too. There was, I don't think it was Pitbull.
Mr. 305?
Mr. 305.
Maybe it was Sean Paul. I don't know. Fuck.
I'm just here for the Jay-Z hate these days, because I'm seeing a lot more people have my opinion on Jay-Z. It's definitely like starting to come out more now these days.
You pride yourself for being ahead of the curve?
I don't know. Yeah, that would have been Global. It's going to drive me insane now. Citizen Fest, like 20 fucking 13.
I think it was 2014.
2014. Let's take a peek. What do we got? Yep, it was 2014.
Damn, I would love to go see a concert in like Central Park. That'd be fucking dope.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. I knew there was. She's like country.
Right? Ooh, yeah, she's from. She's American Idol country star. She won from.
Roots. Okay, I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know why this article doesn't just list the fucking acts. It's like a.
No,
you Alicia gotta Keys, you gotta read. Tiesto, Fun, The Roots, Carrie Underwood, No Doubt, joined by Sting, and then Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, okay,
shit,
yes.
Sting was there.
So that was the other thing. Like, some of the acts had a guest come out and like do a cover with them, or like cover their. I don't know. Beyonce came out too.
Yeah, it's Beyonce know. Did two songs with Jay-Z.
Maybe I'm confusing Tiesto with fucking. I don't know. Pitbull or fucking Tiesto's a DJ though, right? I don't fucking know. Anyways, sure. I could have sworn maybe someone came out as a guest. I don't fucking remember. I guess Pitbull would be too big to come out as like a mid act for that.
That's what Pitbull is known for, is being like being the middle of somebody's song.
Did he come out as a fucking? I don't fucking know. Anyway, we're just like, what are we even talking about at this point? Welcome, everyone, to the Pass Control Podcast. So a couple of best friends talk about the latest in video games and nerd culture. I already just dropped the whole intro. You know, as always, I'm your host, Brent Groom. Joining me on this lovely Friday evening is the anime senpai himself, Mr. Michael Dazier, a.k.a. Martini Mike. Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Did you get blazed up the day before 420?
Blazed?
Yeah, I'm a 419. I'm a 419 kind of guy. I'm a 420 Eve type of guy, you know.
That's all I got for you. You can carry on.
Okay. Also joining us, of course, is Todd Gary, the Fortnite fun.
I was waiting for the shit's getting scary. I don't know if you heard me a few seconds ago, but I was just saying I'm glad that the Jay-Z hate...
No, I'm fucking blorked out of my mind right now. The Jay-Z hate?
Yeah, it's like I've been saying this forever, and the Jay-Z hates... I'm seeing it everywhere now when people are talking
because all you guys have bad taste. Like, Jay-Z's Mount Rushmore rap. I don't really care what
he's not.
Yes, he is. No, he's not. Yes, he is.
I think he's there just because of what he... I don't think he has a... Mm-hmm. He has, like, one playthrough CD. Fucking maybe two.
First of all,
I think the Black Album has.
If that's how you are, if that's how you are fucking building your Mount Rushmore rap or top rappers, you're fucking out of your mind. If anyone you say, any other fucking artist out of your mouth has one fucking playthrough album, let alone multiple. Go ahead, give me your fucking top five.
I couldn't.
There's only four people on Mount Rushmore.
I think there's several rappers that have like playthrough albums, you know,
a singular album.
Yeah, I think there's a ton of rappers that have that.
I don't.
No.
In your top five, what's your top five, Todd?
My top five rappers.
This,
all
this is what we're doing now.
I'd have to pivot. Think about this.
You don't know? Stop.
Okay, no, I don't. But I would say Nas. I would say Ghostface Killer. I would say Mos Def. I would say. And then after that, I have to really think about it.
All right, cool.
DMX.
Okay, pick any one of them, and tell me right now more than one album that is a no skips album.
All right, DMX, It's Dark, It's and Hell Is Hot, and fucking.
You're not doing it for most stuff.
Flesh in My Flesh, Blood in My Blood. Most Def, Black on Both Sides is like one of the. I think that's like the best rap album ever made.
Definitely not doing it for Nas. You're definitely not doing it for Nas. Name a Nas album that's no skips.
Yeah. It's Black Star, and I don't think you can do
Black Star,
it.
Sorry, Black Star.
That counts.
He doesn't have a huge discography though. Like he's like got like three out, four albums.
It's like you're not racking them.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Ghostface, Supreme Clientele, fucking.
You're telling me you put on fucking Supreme Clientele and you're not absolutely skipping a track. Okay, name another one.
Another album from his first album, and I'm blanking. I'm thinking of Only Built for Cuban Links, but it's not that one. It's that's fucking Raekwon. I'm trying to.
This whole episode just be us listening to the
Nas.
Music
is, like, Nas has classic albums.
I wouldn't skip this song.
Would
you say Illmatic?
I think Illmatic's like the greatest rap album of all time. But like,
okay, name another Nas album that doesn't have skips. Again, I want to clarify. You said no skips.
Yep.
Name one.
This is going to be a little. I don't think people are going to agree with me on this, but I think that It Was Written was viewed negatively at one point. But I think that album is fucking pretty much
is a no skip. Is it no skip? It's not a no skip.
There's one song on. There's one track on that album that I would skip.
It's a skip. That's a
skip. But I can skip. I mean, there's a skip on fucking The Blueprint. There's a skip on fucking The Black Album. There's
again, I want to reiterate that you clearly said, oh, Jay-Z only has one no fucking skip album. Okay, well, if that's your parameters, then fucking put everyone else in that same ring.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay, because I can name other artists that have multiple no skip
albums. I also think with Jay-Z, I think that he has a lot of albums that are kind of fucking got like two hits on it, and the rest of the shit's fucking trash. Like, he has a lot of albums like that. And I think Nas does too, don't get me wrong.
Nas does too. And I'm sorry, but like, there's a lot of Wu-Tang stuff that also is like that.
Not really.
Oh my God, Todd.
It depends on what person from Wu-Tang you're talking about. If we're talking about like fucking, you know, I'm trying to think, like GZA, then yeah. Then definitely, I agree. But fucking RZA is another one that's like, you know, he's not a good rapper.
I think saying no skip album is a fucking ridiculous parameter. You want to look at these artists' like body of work? Like, I'm sorry, like Jay-Z's body of work is not bad. Like,
I don't think it's bad.
Can't go there with you.
I don't think he's aged well compared to a lot of these other rappers. That's my biggest gripe with him. I don't think a lot of his music hasn't aged well.
That his music hasn't aged well, or that the music he's making currently is not good?
Those I don't even know if he's making thing. Current music, but I don't think his last album was
444, I think.
Sometimes we talk about rap too much.
Don, how are you doing today?
No, this is perfect that we're talking about Jay-Z, because I do want to hear Dom's take on fucking Jay-Z here. You agree with Todd here? There's no fucking way you do.
Yeah, he just has too many skips.
Oh my God, too many skips. Jay-Z discography. Hold on. I can't do this. Reasonable Doubt,
Which album has Beach Chair on it?
That's Kingdom Come.
It's a great album.
That's a fucking fantastic album.
It
does have a lot of skips. I will tell you right now, I think Jay-Z has stuff that in retrospect people like more. Like, he obviously sells well, but like,
yeah.
I think that I always got a lot of flack for saying how much I love the Black Album when it came out. And I feel
I
like I was always
album,
told
though. I don't think that's a bad album.
I think people have come around on it. The people that didn't like it when it came out, I think people now say it's a good album.
I think that's in his top hat. That's in his top like four albums, I think.
That is a fucking no skip album for me. I love the Black Album.
There's like one track on that I might not like, but like, yeah, it's good. It's a good album. Yeah, definitely.
It has some of the best production for Jay-Z.
That was his last, for me personally, that was the last good thing he put out. Everything after that I just don't like.
Listen, Kingdom Come is whatever, but it has some jams on it. Like, I like Lost Ones a lot. I like Lost Ones a lot. I can't tell if you actually like Beach. Yeah, I do actually like that song. Okay, it is. I like that song. Like, unironically, I think it's a good song. But I like Lost Ones. I feel like there's another song in there that I like on there. I mean, American Gangster has some jams on it. Rock Boys is a fucking. I love that song. Rock Boys in the Building Tonight.
Oh, and then fucking Dipset, Diplomatic Immunity, top five. There you go. No, I love that album.
Blueprint 3, I think, has some good songs on it too. I think that album's a good album.
I don't like Blueprint 2 either. I think Blueprint 2 is trash.
Yeah, Blueprint 2 is kind of what it has cool stuff on it.
There's so much junk on there. Yeah, like it's overshadowed by like the junk on that album though. Like there were some good tracks, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Magna Carta, Holy Grail is. I haven't re-listened to it in a while. That's probably not a great album.
That probably has two good songs. Two less
probably
two
like songs. In my yeah.
444.
A lot of skips on that album.
Yeah, 444.
I think 444 is.
Yeah, I know what the
orange
looks like,
cover. It just says 444. It has. I don't think it has any like.
A lot of skips.
Like mainstream song on it.
Except the album.
I did.
I'm trying to see where. where are the tracks?
I skipped the information that the album even existed.
Kill Jay-Z is fine. Story of OJ is not bad. Smiles, whatever. I liked Caught Their Eyes with Frank Ocean. The song 444 is good, if I'm remembering it right. A couple other songs. I like Marcy Me.
One of my favorite Jay-Z albums. Fine.
Like, it's not like I wouldn't put it in his top albums, but I like it.
One of my favorite Jay-Z albums is probably one of his worst albums he's ever put out. But I think it's like Life and Times Volume 3, where it's got Big Pimpin' and everything. Like, that album is not really good, but it has like a lot of good like party songs on it. And I think that's why it's got like 50 Cent. Yeah.
Like, but I'll tell you right now that Big Pimpin' is probably like a top 15 to 25 hip hop song. Like, I fucking love that song.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Like, cause like, dude, that's all that was, I was in college. That album was fucking the biggest album to all of us. Like, that,
it's like, it's a good party song, but it's also like, it has UGK on it. So it's like kind of fucking like it's a little street. Like, it's, that's a good song. I like that song. The Volume albums, I don't really, I think those are whatever. I don't listen to those albums on a regular basis. I mean,
I kind of feel like Eminem hasn't aged well either. Like, to me, I view him the same way as Jay-Z to me. And I think these guys who call it
quits. You need to clarify. Are you saying that their old music is not good anymore, or their new music is not good? Those are not the same thing.
I think that their new music tainted their old music for me, if that makes any sense.
That's wild. They're singular projects that exist on their own. Like, they,
I feel like sometimes these guys just need to hang it up a lot sooner, because they start putting out more and more stuff, and I'm like, was their old stuff good at this point? I start like questioning their old stuff at that point.
That is wild shit. I think that if you go back and look at artists that you like, there were probably a point where they had shit that were either new stuff they were putting out you didn't like, or older stuff that you never liked. But I don't think it hurts the whole body of work for you, or the stuff that you like. Like, that's ridiculous. That's like nonsensical things to say. Also, I think Watch the Throne is one of the best hip hop albums of all time. And that's,
yeah, it's a great album.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. It's Kanye. He produced that shit, right? Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I like Jay-Z. I like Jay-Z so much because I liked him during the period where Kanye was producing all his shit, and fucking, it was, I mean, like,
he didn't
the best
produce piece, all of his shit though.
No, but Blueprint and fucking all that other shit, like, that,
he produced like three songs on the Blueprint.
Yeah, but he, I mean, he was just
the Black Album.
I don't know how much of the Black Album he produced. I know he produced Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Did he produce other songs on there? I mean, yeah. I have it open. I just look right now.
The song
Interlude,
originally meant for Cameron. Ain't No Love, Heart of the City.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Blueprint now. I'm looking at the Black Album.
All right, sorry. I thought that was on Black Album.
So Black Album is Just Blaze has three songs. Just Blaze has three songs. The Buchanans has a song. I don't even know who they are.
Scott Storch.
Encore is Kanye West, and Lucifer is Kanye West. Change Clothes is the Neptunes. Dirt Off Your Shoulder is Timbaland. Threat is Ninth Wonder, and Jay-Z has producing credits. Moment of Clarity is Eminem. 99 Problems is Rick Rubin. Public Service Announcement, which I think is actually the best song on the album, is Just Blaze. Justify My Thug is DJ Quick. Allure is the Neptunes.
That's the song that ruins that album, Justify My Thug.
Oh, I like that song. You don't like that song? Allure is the Neptunes, and my first song is Aqua and Joe 3H. I mean, I guess we could... What is this episode? We gotta get off this, or we're gonna...
No. This is gonna be the thing. Do you actually have anything you want to talk about? That's not.
Yeah,
this?
We have stuff we could talk about.
Mike, what's your no skip?
I don't have.
Any genre. It doesn't have to be rap.
Any genre.
The Digimon soundtrack.
Think about your no skip. And
honestly, the
out
first
tonight,
game
course,
album.
Is...
I think the first game album is a no skip. I think the first
I like,
two.
No. Doctor's Advocate has plenty of skips.
Oh, you think so? Oh, yeah, maybe. I haven't listened to it in a while, so you're probably right.
You have like weird, like, you're like mixing around everyone's discography, and like, you're saying the second game album has no skips, and then you're saying, oh, Eminem's new album makes his body of work bad. Like, that's just crazy. That's wild talk. I don't even Game's body of work after the second album is
nothing. Garbage. Yeah, yeah. I think that if like I had to put
Eminem in those two albums for me,
I don't think Eminem would be in my top 15. He'd be like after.
That's fucking wild to me. Eminem is still as talented as he was.
We're talented.
And I don't think that there's anyone currently rapping that could realistically out-rap him. There's probably like three Drake. People.
Drake.
Drake could definitely not out-rap him. Drake doesn't even write his own music. Also rounding us out tonight is the Disney daddy himself, Dominic 40, a.k.a. Mr. No Skip.
I'm here.
We had a great show for you tonight. Before we keep talking about this fucking nonsense, this episode, actually, no, before I forget again, the PTC Movie Club pick for April is my pick, and it is Ghost in the Shell 1995. I'm pretty sure I didn't say it last week, so if you missed all of that, then I apologize. You have like 2 weeks to watch that movie. So
they think they had to listen to this episode for as long as they have.
Yeah.
Just to find that out.
Just to find that out. So we'll talk about that at the end of the month. So if you want to hear us chat about that, you can watch Ghost in the Shell 1995. I meant to look to see if it was streaming somewhere. I actually don't know. Let's see. Ghost in the Shell 1995.
Good dude. I know you love me like cook food.
I don't know. What are you fucking quoting? Jay-Z or something? Jay-Z.
I actually love that song. But
it's apparently on Amazon Prime Video. So, or Tubi or Pluto TV or Rent everywhere.
Ooh, Pluto and Tubi are free, so
there you go.
Get on that.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it. I saw the free thing. So we'll talk about that. A couple other quick housekeeping things. I probably have other housekeeping things, but we are so in the fucking weeds with this episode. We are halfway done, and we have talked about nothing. So we're just gonna keep it fucking rolling. Mike, do you have a no skip?
I was thinking about my favorite albums across whatever. And I feel like even those albums, I would probably, there are a couple songs on there that I would end up skipping regardless. So, no.
Blue album, Weezer, is a no skip for me. That's a perfect.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's a no skip album.
But here's the thing is that, like, even no skip albums, like, I think Get Rich or Die Tryin' is a perfect album.
Yeah. It's a no skip.
But, and I would agree that it's like, in quotations, a no skip. But when I listen to that album, I never listen to fucking PIMP anymore. Like, I will automatically skip that song. Because I listen to it so much, I just have no reason to listen to that song ever again. And I kind of, like...
I think the G-Unit album might be a no skip. First G-Unit album, personally.
Listen, I love Beg for Mercy. That album has a lot of garbage on it, too.
Does it, though?
I mean, it does. It has bangers, but, like... Todd, you were like, you just got rose tinted glasses all over the place. Beg for Mercy, track list. G Unit, first song. Great. Poppin' Them Things, probably the best song on the album. Number two. My Buddy, that has like the fucking Scarface sample. Yeah. Like, am I listening to that today? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe. I like I'm So Hood, but yeah, whatever. Fuck, Todd might be right. Stunt 101 is still hangs, holds up as a jam.
Oh, yeah.
Wanna Get to Know You also holds up as a jam.
I'm telling you, like, the worst song is not that bad on that album.
Groupie Love, I'll probably skip.
I fucking love Groupie Love. You kidding? That's probably one of my favorites.
Better Ask Somebody. Maybe I'll skip it. I don't know. Footprints. Who's listening to Footprints in 2024, Todd?
Is that the footprint
starts with like it's like a bunch of fucking like or maybe that's I don't know, but yeah, it's like Walk With Me.
Oh, I like that track too. I like that.
Who the fuck's listening to that? Eye for Eye, Smile, Baby You Got. Nobody listening to Baby You Got in 2024.
Maybe that's a skip. Who knows?
Salute You. I don't know about that one. I like Beg for Mercy. I like G'd Up a lot. Ooh, G'd Up might be the best song on the album. Lay You Down. Couldn't even tell you how that song sounds.
I think Lay You Down's a skip. Yeah, that's
Gangsta Shit. I personally like, but And then I Smell Pussy, which is, I mean, I'm not skipping that
song. That's like one of my favorite. Yeah, that's like the best track.
No,
is that you, Chad?
All right, there it is. 50 Cent has two no skips. Best rapper alive. Best in the game.
Listen, man, he was fucking dominant.
Go ahead.
Well, I suppose one thing real quick. I watched something that 50 Cent said recently, and I think that this is kind of how I view things. He was talking about how, like, for everyone to say, like, their favorite rapper, who's the best rapper of all time, he's like, you got to put yourself in the shoes you were when you were, like, 21 years old, and you were listening to that album that just hit you that right way. Like for me, it was, like, in, like, Get Rich or Die Trying. We were in the Dominican, man. It was fucking, that album was, like, amazing. Like, and it's, like, different times in your life. And he was, like, basically saying, like, you know, like, that album might mean so much to someone, but to another person, they're like, no, it's fucking like 10 years old. I don't give a fuck about that album. You know, like that. And like, I guess that's kind of how I view it in some ways. I don't know.
So you refuse to look at anything outside of your nostalgia then? That's what you're saying.
Not nostalgia, just like, because yeah, I
you're,
like,
you're tying a specific moment in your life.
Jay-Z was like the biggest part of my like 18 to like 28.
Yeah. Now you don't listen to music.
Now I just don't like, and I don't know. Just
you
like
drive around off, to nothing. So you don't listen to music.
I play Everybody Hurts on repeat in my car.
Yeah, I mean, those things definitely play a factor, but I think that there's tons of music that, like, holds up outside of nostalgia and good feelings tied to it. Like, I didn't listen to the Blue album when it fucking came out. Dom introduced me to it, and I actually don't know when did it came out. Did when we were in high school, did that album come out? That's way older, right?
Oh, I was in high school. Yeah.
Blue album came out in 94.
Okay, so Dom introduced me to that album way after the fact, and even though I did like that album and liked Weezer back then, I would say that probably within the last like 5 years or so is when that album changed how it felt to me, and I liked it even more as like an adult.
Was it at PAX when I fucking was riffing on the guitar?
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
It was here at Todd's rendition.
Yeah. It was Todd missing the... it's like the same thing with another more recent example.
That's why you gotta listen to Todd's 108 song. No skips.
Yeah, no, there's going to be plenty of skips on that thing. Now I'm nervous for whatever that playlist has on it. But
you're gonna like have like six new bands. You're gonna be like, yo, this is my new jam. I fucking love this band, and yeah. I didn't even put half the music on. But, so, yeah, you'll like it.
Like another more recent example for me is, I love Kendrick. I think Kendrick's one of the best artists right now, and I think that their body of work, given more time and longevity and more stuff after, I could see him solidifying himself in a top spot in the music world. But when To Pimp a Butterfly came, like Good Kid Mad City, I think is
no skip.
That might be a no skip album. I love that album.
100% no skip. Yeah.
That might be one of my favorite albums of all time. When To Pimp a Butterfly came out, I was like, I like some stuff on it. I don't like some stuff on it. What, you know, it's a whatever, blah, blah, blah. But in the last few years, when I've had like some spurts of depression and stuff, I revisited that album, and cause that's what a lot of that album is for him, is like going through stuff. So many more of the songs on that album specifically spoke to me in like a different part of my life. And I'm like, oh no, like I get this album now. Like this album is like, I need this album.
I honestly think Damn's a no skip album just cause it's like a really tight 10 track album.
Listen,
like,
I think that when Kendrick's career is all done, it's going to be real hard for him to not be on most people's top five. Like,
well, I think he's so good though, because he doesn't fucking throw up music like Drake does. Like, I'm going to throw it in the, dropping an album, dropping an album. Like Drake.
Oh, with the beef going on, we don't have to like link them up, but yeah, fucking garbage.
As an example, because like, I like that Kendrick does an album like every like 4 or 5 years. Like he doesn't rush shit out. Like he just wants it to be good, you know, and it shows.
I mean, I think that's like, I don't think that's indicative of whether something is good or bad. If they,
when Jay-Z and like all those guys were in their prime, this was like 99 to like 2003. Those guys, every year they had to drop an album. Like, it was just how the rap game was back then. Like, it was like Jay-Z had an album every year, Nas had an album every year. Like, everyone had an album every year. And that's when, like, shit started getting like, oh, these albums aren't that great because these guys are trying to crank out a fucking album every year. And it's just like, I respect people who take more time to put in, you know.
When Papoose's album finally comes out, that's just going to be
the Nasarima dream. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that, like, there are people that can put out music. I feel like your girl fucking Taylor Swift is putting up music fucking constantly and people seem to like it. Drake's just a different thing. Drake's making fucking pop music, which is fine.
It's like just, Taylor Swift's albums, but she hasn't put out, like, all her albums she's put out aren't, like, they're not amazing albums, like some of them, you know. Like, I think she's
not all those guys.
I think she's putting out too many albums right now in too short of a time.
Yeah, I don't think it's a quantity thing. I mean, there are some people that can keep that up, but yeah, I mean, it's I think the no skip mentality is like a. There are plenty of albums that have fucking.
It's the Source mentality. That's what, like, Source would give five mics on, like, no skips, and that's, like, it was a huge deal when I was, like, back in those days. Like, even though Benzino sucks, but, like, it was like the five mic mentality. It was like the no skip album all got five mics. Like, Scarface, The Fix. That I wouldn't even, like, I think he's an amazing rapper. That album's amazing. And that album pretty much has no skips, but, like, in his regular body of work, I'd be like, I don't know. I wouldn't put him.
Yeah. I think at this stage, it's like, I care more about the body of work, and, like, certain albums hit at certain times, and sometimes they hit better when you come back to them. And, I don't know, to go back to the original point, which I don't even know what the fuck it was. I think that even if you don't like Jay-Z or Eminem's current music, it shouldn't affect their, like, previous albums if you had an attachment to them. Like, I the only time that someone's music gets fucked up for me is if they, like I have such a fucking struggle listening to Kanye's music, which, like, Kanye's, like, his music, aside from the shit he does in real life now, he's probably the most important musician to me, like, for me personally, aside from his more recent music, which I think is overall not good.
Donda's Donda fucking not the original one he dropped, but, like, when he rearranged everything. I'm telling you, the first, like, 15 tracks on that, I'm like, I don't need to skip anything. It's fucking so good. And I'll stand by that. I think Donda's a great album.
I do love that Kanye can make an album where you say the first 15 tracks.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my point. Like, it's like 15 songs in a row, and it's like out of, like,
it's a full album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a fucking massive album, and, like, they're all. And I think Donda is gonna be one of those albums that people look back on and be like, wait, this album is actually really fucking good.
I don't know about that one. He's just like, I have the like. I'm sure people deal with this with other people. Like, you know, I'm sure for some people, you know, it might be, you might have conflicted feelings listening to, like, Michael Jackson or something now for certain people. But, like, that's how I feel about Kanye. It's like, he's such a fucking garbage person right now with all this shit. And it's like, it hurts me for being excited for new music. It hurts me for listening to his old music. Where, like,
where you're coming with that,
but I would
had to
say
remove that. I had to remove their personalities outside of music, because, like, music and movies are so impactful to me. And, like, if I wanted to hold everyone to that same thing, that I would think, I agree with you what you're saying.
Listen,
but, like, I feel like we wouldn't be able to enjoy anything if we fucking had to, like,
yes, I get it, but, like, also at the same point, it's like, at some point, he is too. It's not like he's, like, this person that's, like, doing shit in the shadows. It's like, this guy's way super vocal about fucking everything. It's hard to distance that for me. And listen, like,
I get it.
If I have fucking Shuffle on in my car and something from College Dropout, Graduation, Late Registration, 808s and Heartbreaks, fucking My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy comes on, am I skipping the song? 9 times out of 10, probably not. But, like, there might be, I'm like, ah, what the fuck, dude? Like, it just pisses me off, because, like, that's the type of shit that can ruin someone's, like, musical catalog for me, or whatever. As opposed to them, like, making shitty albums after, like, and I will say, I know we just went through Jay-Z's, and I don't want to do the same thing for other. We're way fucking past the point of anything at this point, but like, I think that Eminem's current discography, like newer stuff, I think there are a lot of good things in there. And I still think, like, bar for bar, there's not many people that can, like, he's insanely talented. Like, he might rap about shit that just doesn't fucking, it's just nonsensical at this point, or like not saying much, but like, he's still technically incredibly talented, and I fucking love that shit.
That's because he died in 2004 and they replaced him with
Is that a theory on the internet? Oh my god.
There's a lot of those out there.
Anyways, we had a great show for you tonight. It's over, so
wait, does he really know this?
At this point, like, I don't even know. What else do we want to talk about? We got fucking like 15 minutes left, because I don't want to have a 2-hour episode.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, does anyone have anything they're playing that they want to talk about? Because I have a couple things I can talk about. We can talk about the indie world, which was the initial topic for tonight, which...
I didn't even watch it.
Well, you're a fake fan. Did anyone else watch the indie world? If not, I can just run through it.
I definitely had... I think I tuned in for part of it, but I feel like I missed part of it. I never bothered revisiting it.
Any highlights from any of you that you want to talk about or are excited about?
I'm checked out on Switch. I need new hardware. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay.
That's one cat game, or you're like,
most of these games are coming out on PC and other platforms too. So like, it's not, you're Todd, go fucking listen to whatever. go download a DJ Clue mixtape or something.
Let's get on the mixtape topic.
You're excited to play Pizza Tower, right? I mean, not Pizza Tower.
Anton Blast.
Boom! Yeah, boom, boom, blast.
Yeah, I thought it looked good. I mean, is that the same creator of Pizza Tower? Because, like, I'm assuming it is. Oh, it's not. Oh, okay, okay. I thought it was.
It's Pizza Tower.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like,
To say that is to say Pizza Tower is just fucking Wario Land. Like, it's all derivative of something.
I like I've never played Pizza Tower. Pizza Tower looks like Pizza
Tower came out
on steroids
in the last year, and Wario Land came out 20 years ago.
I guess maybe 20 years ago. I don't know. No one else can make a game like that. I think Anton Blast looks good. I feel like it looks like
Pizza Tower. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah, but it feels like we're punching down. I know we're not, but it feels like we're punching down at this developer. That's all. That's why I'm like...
If it looks like Ubisoft
or Nintendo, then whatever, punch around. But...
You know, I'm not punching down, it's just...
No, I know like we're not.
Pizza Tower.
Yes, it does look like Pizza Tower.
Just straight up Pizza Tower.
I don't know enough about Pizza Tower to even compare the two. And just graphically, it looks like Pizza Tower. That's the only thing. And it looks fast paced like Pizza Tower. And
yeah. Any other fucking zingers?
No, I guess that's it. That's all I got.
You're fucking pushing me to the limit today. I don't know. I thought there was some interesting stuff on there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we've known about for a bit. I think the big reveal with the closer for them was SteamWorld Heist 2, which I've had my fun with the SteamWorld Dig games. I never played Heist.
I like Dig. I liked like what I played.
I mean, Heist is a different game. It's a I think it's a turn-based.
Oh, okay.
It's like an RPG, kind of like it's not an RPG. I mean, it is a an SRPG, I guess maybe, but. You would actually probably like it, though. You should watch the trailer for it.
Yeah,
Another Crab's Treasure, which is not a new thing, but I am excited about that. That comes out next week. Animal Well, which we've seen a couple of times. I played it at PAX. I know Mike's played it at some point. I don't know if either.
What is Animal Well? It's not Dunkey's game, is it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not Dunkey's.
Okay. That game looked cool.
Like,
but
Dunkey's
like,
just
game, he's like
publishing
it. Yeah.
I don't know if it's pronounced Skim or Shim, but this game looks interesting to me. What? Sprankton.
Oh, wait a second. I watched one thing, though. The Ninja Turtles game that was on Apple Arcade. Give me that game.
Okay.
That's all I want.
It was part of it.
Yeah. I don't know who's developing it. Shim looks cool. You're like... navigating through shadows in the world. It just looks like an interesting, like, it's not a platformer, I guess kind of a platformer, but it's
like a puzzly sort of.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle like game where you're moving through shadows to get where you need to go. It looks like my jam. I'll probably enjoy that. Stitch was another one that looked pretty up my alley. It was like a puzzle game that was cross stitch. I don't know. It looks like it could channel some like Sudoku slash, or I guess maybe more Picross vibes. But I like good puzzle games, and that looked like it might be interesting. So I'm.
How did no one tell me that fucking Sayonara Wild Hearts developers had a game?
Like, bro, maybe fucking watch the direct. This is also not a new release, like a new reveal. This has been in, they. This got revealed.
Yeah,
a
year I know. I'm just ago. Like I'm surprised that like yeah, I just haven't seen anything on it.
I don't think they've showed a lot on it previously to this, and I guess they didn't really show a lot in this, but it's nothing like Sayonara Wild Hearts. Like it's like
a puzzle game.
It's like a narrative puzzle game, which I know of someone that's playing it and they've
enjoying it.
I won't say any more to that, but I'm obviously a fan of Samogo, the developers behind Sayonara Wild Hearts, so I'm excited to check that out at some point. It looks cool. It looks interesting. I like puzzle games. Anton Blast, which you guys fucking punched into the ground. I am excited for that one. So I'm looking forward to that. Little Kitty Big City also, I'd fuck around with that.
Looks like a better version of fucking Straight. I mean,
Mike, are you interested in Little Kitty Big City?
Yeah, you know, in the same way that like I was interested in Stray, and then for some reason I never actually really played it that much.
Probably because that game was like, Stray was fine, but like the fact that I'm still pissed off that game was in, they took a game out to put that in for Game of the Year, which fucking makes zero sense to me during a massive year.
Anyways, so then you got Yars Rising, which is a new way forward Atari game. I'm intrigued by this one. I'll keep my eye on this one. I might be interested in checking that out. And there was a game called Refined Self. It was the personality test game. I don't know if I want to play this game, but I'm very intrigued by the concept of it. It's essentially like a narrative adventure game, sort of, where all of the choices you're making at the end of it will like reveal what your personality type is in the game. I don't know. Like it looks like it has some interesting. I mean, the pixel art's fantastic. It just looks like it has some interesting mechanics that I'd want to fuck around in.
And did Valley Peaks look good?
I'm seeing a picture of it.
It's like you're in like a little like thing, you fly in the air, and like it looks like a traversal kind of thing, climbing platformer.
Yeah, I don't know if that one is for me, but I think if that looks interesting to you, I think you'd probably enjoy it. There was Europa, which actually Europa looks like it might be kind of fucking dope. I need to look more into that game, but that was like a, I don't know, looked like a 3D action adventure platformer with like pretty gorgeous graphics. But another game that got revealed and then also dropped.
Europa is the one with the watercolor.
Yeah,
like, it's all watercolor, right?
I don't know if it's watercolor, but it is like that, bright.
That's the Valley Peaks is watercolor. That's the climbing one.
Europa looks like
Dragon Quest kind
of. Yeah, like Dragon Questy kind of looks like Breath of the Wild, like
yeah,
graphically. But there's a game that got shown and then also dropped later that day on the eShop, which I got signed a code for, and I've been playing it and I'm enjoying it, called Sticky Business. It's essentially like a game where you create sticker designs and you have like a storefront to sell them, like all in the game. You're not like selling them online or anything. And it's just, the game's basically just built around you making sticker designs, getting orders, filling the orders, sending them out. And it's like on a day system. So you're kind of just like slowly over time building up your like sticker portfolio on your storefront, and like being able to unlock new designs and new things that you can either upgrade your shop or upgrade your sticker things that you can make designs with. I don't know. I've been having fun with it. I think it's like a pretty chill, just little hanging out, you know, like kind of has like very light puzzle elements, 'cause when you're like building the sticker sheets and stuff, you want to like min max your space. But I don't know if anything that I just said sounds interesting to you, I think it's something worth checking out. Like, I don't think it's like anything incredible at this moment, but it is what it is, and it's hitting a specific vibe for me that feels good to kind of chill out, relax. Like I, when I got a code for it on the 17th, I laid in bed that night. I was like, oh, I'll check it out before I go to bed, and like fucking 4 hours went by. I was like, oh my god, like what just happened? I'm making fucking stickers and hanging out. It's good music, like good sound design. Like it's a fun little game. I'm enjoying my time with it. I can see myself kind of seeing that game through all of its unlocks and stuff like that. But I thought this was like a very solid kind of like mid-tier indie direct. Like it didn't have any like the big, like unless SteamWorld's your jam, then yeah, SteamWorld Heist 2 is probably a big deal for you. But for the most part, it just had a lot of stuff that we kind of know about with release dates and stuff, which is fine. But it had a lot of stuff that personally appeals to me. So I thought it was like a fun direct. I don't know if anyone else has any opinions or wanted to move on.
I got nothing.
I mean, I'm just excited for a Ninja Turtles roguelike. Give me roguelikes all day long. Force feed me those, like, give me 3 or 4 a year and I'm good.
Actually, I meant to look to see who's making this game. I don't.
It's on Apple Arcade. It's been on Apple. It's been exclusive to Apple Arcade for the last year.
So it's like I typed in "splintered fart" by accident.
Fart.
Super Evil Megacorp. I don't know if I know this developer. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the turtles, so I'd be like interested to check it out. I don't know if I'm gonna go out of my way to play this at first, but let's see what other games they have. Catalyst Black, Vainglory. I've definitely heard of Vainglory. I don't think I've ever played it. Rebel, they're making a Rebel Moon game, it looks like.
Boy, they are trashing that sequel.
It's not doing very well. 13%.
Wait, they're making a Rebel. Yeah, no, I mean, no surprise there. Just don't say anything, because now you already brought up the Swifties. Now you're going to bring up the fucking Snyder cultists, and we're going to be fucked after this episode.
No, I think it's bullshit that I got a 13%. I think it should be like...
We're going to weaponize all these fandoms to our liking.
Yeah, right.
Does anyone else have anything else they want to talk about before we wrap this?
I just want to bring up... Because I've been jumping around games like crazy, like normal, but... most people know this game, but Disco Elysium. I think every one of you would fucking love Disco Elysium if you just give it a little time, because the game is fucking incredible. And I hit a roadblock a long time ago and kind of just it got pushed to the wayside. But I finally got through that roadblock, and oh man, I don't even want to like. I think everyone should play this game if you are into like, you know, just a lot. It's a lot of talking. You're trying to solve a murder, and the game's fucking incredible, and I'm just rolling along with it now, and it's like I'm now seeing what everyone saw like 2 or 3 years ago when the game came out. I liked it originally, but I just fucking, like I said, hit a roadblock, but oh man, the game's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's been on my backlog for a while. I'll get to it at some point. I don't want to belabor and talk about it every fucking episode, and I was hoping tonight would be the episode where I could like really hammer down my thoughts on it. But I'll save that for next week, I guess, because I'll definitely be done with it by then. But I'm at the very end of Unicorn Overlord, so I'm looking forward to... I'm actually, like, I was already enjoying the game, but the last, like, I don't know, 20 or so hours I've been playing with this game have been just, like, a fever of, I can't get enough, I want to keep playing... I'm doing every fucking side quest, every little mini quest. Like, I'm doing fucking everything in the game right now. It got to the point where, before we got on the podcast, I was in a Discord call with Cam Hawkins, friend of the show. We were just talking about a bunch of shit, but I was talking about Unicorn Overlord. And I was like, honestly, I haven't looked at the achievements for this game yet. But when I finish the game, I'm, like, kind of tempted to maybe 100% this game, depending on what that entails, because I'm like, enjoying it that much. But once I finish Unicorn Overlord... I have had some ideas of where I want to jump to next, and I have some stuff that I already kind of started and have been playing that I should probably go back to. But hearing you talk about Disco Elysium, I'm kind of like,
yo, I'm telling you, I think that's like your jam. It's like it sounds weird, but it's like a relaxing game in some regards. The music's so fucking good, but like I don't know. Like, I get why they said this game was so special years ago, and like now it's starting
how,
to just
how
like,
long to beat listed at 23 hours. That's way shorter than I thought it was gonna say.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think it's like anything crazy. I think you could spend more time than that though, because I'm kind of like meticulously going through like everything. So it's like,
I mean, Unicorn Overlord is listed at about 39 and a half hours. I think I'm over that, but I'm also doing most of it. It says if you want to complete it, it's like 100%. It's like 71 hours.
Like I think
I could probably 100% that in like 50, 55 though.
With, I don't know how many days. I don't know how many days Disco Elysium is, but I just got through the first day and I'm at like 15 hours, and I like literally was doing every single thing I could do in the first like day. And I think you guys would love it though. I think it would be like, even Mike, like, you know, I know we say Mike would love this game, whatever. I think Mike would actually really like this game.
But now that you said it, he's not going to play.
Yeah, fuck. You know what? You should have stopped me in my tracks when I was saying it, but you know.
They might it's make a Disco Elysium movie with Keanu, so you should just get ahead of the game, you know what I mean?
Is that really
it sounds like I can it. Probably get the entire experience from a 2-hour film starring Keanu Reeves.
It's gonna be an Amazon series. It's gonna be like 5 seasons.
So Mike, like, I was trying to tell him, I was like, Brendan, you're the English major, you'd love this, but like, you know, there's so many like stats.
I don't know why you keep trying to sell it to me like you're an English major. That is not a selling point to me.
Well, I don't know though, but like I give you my shit and you like figure it out and make it sound better. So like, I feel like you'd appreciate a lot of the stuff in this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, like there's certain things like you can go like straight with like intellect, and like you basically have this. The voice acting is incredible in this game, but like this, you can pick dictionary and basically like every time you're talking to someone, if something comes up, this voice will come up and be like, actually, this is from the certain empire of this. And then, like, you get, like, you can talk to these people, like, you're way smarter than you really are from, like, the dictionary standpoint of, like, this guy talking to you. And then there's, like, savoir-faire or whatever the fuck it's called. You can do that, like, you're a smooth talker and, like, but you're just a drunk. You're, like, a drunk guy who doesn't know where the fuck he is, and he's a cop, basically. And it's, yeah, the game's great. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's on my to-do list. Maybe I'll bump it up to prioritize it this year, but after I finish Unicorn, I'm trying to think there's something else I might be getting a code for, so that might have to take a little bit of precedence, but I don't think it's going to be a long game. The thing is like, I keep saying I don't want to keep jumping right back into big games, but I have fucking done it all year now. Infinite Wealth, Rebirth, now Unicorn. I really do want to play Persona 3 Reload, but that's just like biting off another very large game. I know later in the year I'm gonna absolutely prioritize playing Metaphor ReFantasia. That's another probably long game. So I really need to like figure out what other long games are gonna eat up my year, because I in between Rebirth and Unicorn, I kind of want to play more Final Fantasy. I think we already talked about this, but I started Final Fantasy 10. 10? Which one did I start? Mm. 10.
Yeah, 10. Okay. 10's the one. Yeah. You want to know the ending? I can just tell you so you don't have to go back.
No, I don't. Please don't. Because I don't have any of these. I swear to God, if someone fucking spoils anything for me on the internet now, I don't think we have that kind of fan base, so I think we're fine. But
anyone listening, hit up the comment section.
Shut the fuck up. I have like not had a lot of these older Final Fantasy games. Like, I don't know anything about the plots or anything.
That's the only Final Fantasy game I've ever had spoiled for me, because people are very passionate about that game.
People love 10, and some people say 10 and 10-2 are the best Final Fantasies. So I'm excited to get through those. I was actually really enjoying Final Fantasy 10, so I do want to get back to it. But I also kind of want to fucking continue my series playthrough of fucking Dragon Quest. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I want to go back to Dragon Quest so bad. I want to go back to the
11. I want to go back to 11 so bad, but
yeah.
I kind of want to, at some point this year, I will finish the original trilogy. I beat the first game. I'm going to play 2 and 3 as well this year for sure, and then we'll see where I go from there. I might go from 3 to 11. But
whenever 11's on sale, I'll buy it, because like it was on Game Pass and I was enjoying it on Game Pass. But yeah, what's the other game that I've
had on Switch, and I bought a fucking Xbox.
Oh, fuck. I'm jealous. What was the game that I played? Like the it's kind of like Final Fantasy, where like it's like, you know, you do the combat. It's not turn based. Because I started picking that up again recently. It's it was last year's game, I think.
A Square Enix game?
I don't know if it's a Square Enix game, but it's very similar to that style of like Dragon Quest.
It's not a turn based RPG.
No, it's like you fight your own way, and I'm blanking right now. I could look it up right now.
It came out last year.
Last year, I think, or the year before last
year. You're playing
it
on Xbox. Where are you playing it?
What's that? On Xbox. Where are
you playing? You're playing on Xbox.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's gonna drive me crazy. I'll have it.
Yeah, just look it up. Anyone else? Mike, Tom, been playing anything?
No.
I think I beat whatever chapter I had said that I was on in Rebirth.
Okay. Have you not gotten much further than that?
I haven't really played that much. I think I just did one chapter this week.
Okay. Fuck that. Like, that's another thing. I need to really make an effort to go back to Kingdom Hearts. Like, I need to do that. When you decide to do it, Dom, when you, this isn't me pressuring you to do it, but like, if you decide to go back to Kingdom Hearts before I do, let me know when you do that, because I will just make myself do it if that's what you do.
Okay.
It was Tales of Arise. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. I do want to go back to that too.
But here's the problem with that game. Like, I got to like the first big boss, and I'm so underpowered. And now I'm just like, I hit a roadblock, and I'm like, and everything's going so smooth. I'm like, I fucking really like this game. This game is actually really good. And then I hit something like that. And I'm like, I'll get back to it later, I guess.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I will.
And I
will
have say, and I have the Fallout it so bad after watching the show. Like, all I want to do is play Fallout.
Yeah.
And I will say this. 76, I re-downloaded and just wanted to see what it looked like. Yo, you should download that game, because that game felt like a clunky disaster. It feels like it's like a modern-day shooter right now. I was, like, blown away at how, like, good that game felt. Like, I don't know about, like, the story or anything, but I was very shocked at how good it feels. Compared to when we played it. Like, fucking, like, I think we played it for, like, 2 hours, and we're like, yeah, we're good.
I remember just wanting to find the Mothman, and we never did.
No! Okay. And I want to find that, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw you playing it the other day, and Alex Van Aken, friend of the show, and Jesse Vitelli, friend of the show, also downloaded it to start playing it right now. And I was like, oh, fuck. All right. Todd's on. They're on. I'll fucking hop in. We could probably get a group going and, like, fuck around. What has immediately halted me, aside from Unicorn Overlord, is I do not understand this game. I understand it had issues when it launched, and I thought I was under the impression now that it has a pretty solid community. People like the game. They've been supporting it since then. Like, day one, the like Bethesda, whatever, has been like making it a better experience, adding a lot of content to it. It doesn't have crossplay.
Wait, really?
Yes. I was so surprised, because they're playing it on PC. You're obviously on Xbox.
I didn't think that's where you were going with that. Yeah,
I was like, this is really aggravating, because I now have to decide if I'm going to even do it. Like, okay, like, what the fuck? Like, I can understand if they, you know, again, because this game, I don't think it performed well. I don't know if it's performing well still. Well, or if it's like,
it's crazy good now. How, like, well, I mean, like, feels like I'm playing like a first person shooter made by someone that knows what they're doing.
More so, like, is the game making money? Like, to justify, like, type of work into it or not? I have no idea. But I could understand if it was a question of that, and they didn't want to, if it's a lot of work and like resources to like make it cross play with PlayStation. But I feel like just at the bare minimum, it should be fucking Xbox PC crossplay.
Yeah,
like,
they're always about the PC. Yeah,
it's I don't know. It's unless I haven't looked into it. If there's the option to just like freely move your character between the two, which I don't know if that is, like, if I can play with you on Xbox, and then if they're playing and you're not playing, move my character over to PC, then I guess that's fine.
Are they enjoying it though?
Fucking weird. Well, I mean, I think they're both doing it for work reasons, but so I don't know how long they'll actually keep playing it or not. But
well, you know, it's funny, like going back to the
fun, not been with the four stack, like that would have been a
right,
fun
yeah, 100%. And I don't want to keep this stretched out any longer, but I will say, with the Fallout show, I think it rejuvenated everyone into Fallout right now. But I also downloaded Fallout New Vegas, because it's one of the Fallouts I didn't never finished. And I played like the first 3 hours and I want to keep on playing it, but man, that game is dated. Man, if you like when you're shooting people, you can't even tell if you're hitting them, like unless you're doing VATS. But like
be surprised, especially with
apparently Fallout 3 remake's coming. That's like there was like leaked things, and like so like because I was gonna go back and play Fallout 3, but then I was like, oh, I'm gonna wait until they announce this remake because there's like been a lot of rumbles that there's a Fallout 3 remake in the works.
Well, I didn't know that. I was gonna say I feel like there's a lot of really goodwill in the Fallout, like around Fallout right now because of the show. I feel like they could get an easy home run with fucking doing a nice remake of those.
Look at the Steam numbers right now and like the Twitch numbers of Fallout.
Yeah, if they remake 3 and they don't in turn remake New Vegas, that's a fucking misstep though. That's a fucking mistake.
Yo, let Xbox fucking just remake that shit and fucking Xbox exclusive. That'd be fucking hilarious. Xbox PC.
Anyways, the last thing I'll quickly say that has nothing to do with anything that we normally talk about on the show, but we just talk about for 40 minutes like fucking music, so sure, there we are. I think I might have plugged it at some point before, but I'm going to do it again. It's a Netflix show. It's a live show. I know they dabble with live stuff. I don't know how many things they often do that's live. Like, I know they do comedy sometimes. I don't know if they have other shows or anything that are live. Do you know, Mike? Famous chef David Chang has a show. He has a lot of shows, and I think they're all fucking good. You should watch Ugly Delicious. Like, you should watch his shows. They're very good. But he does a show every, I think, Tuesday is when the new episodes come out. We don't normally watch it live because we're not usually watching it live. But it airs live on Netflix. It's called Dinner Time Live with David Chang, and it's essentially every week
guests.
He has like guests, but it's like it's seemingly always guests that he knows. So it's like comedians or actors or whoever, you know, famous people that he knows. So it's not just like famous chef cooking for famous people. It's like they usually have a pretty good rapport because they're probably friends. And most of the episodes, like the guests are fucking great. Like there's an episode where it's fucking his guests are Mulaney and Kroll, and he has a good relationship with them. So like it's just like it's a good fucking time. Like your boy Mike, your boy from fucking How Did This Get Made is on an episode. I forget who else is on the episode with him. He was good. We watched one last night. It was the director, I think, or the person that wrote American Fiction. Something Cord. You know the movie, at least I'm talking about? It won an Oscar. He won the Oscar. I think he was the screenwriter or wrote the script. I don't think he was the director. For that movie, is the director the person that stars in the movie?
No.
Or did he write it?
American Fiction is the Jeffrey Wright film, right?
Yeah. Is Jeffrey Wright the director?
I don't think so.
Did he write it?
I also don't think so.
I don't know why I thought he was like, I thought it was written and directed.
He's a writer
in the movie. Maybe that's what I'm fucking confusing. Anyways, then there must have been the director, whatever the director is, him and Aziz. And it was fucking really good. Aziz is fucking off the wall. But it's a good show because it's like, you know, he's cooking things. Because here's the other thing, the short elevator pitch, even though I just talked for like fucking 3 minutes. For the show is that like most, if not all cooking shows on TV, it's like everything that they are cooking, they're not usually like fully actually cooking on that show. Like the show is heavily edited or they've like already cooked some of it and they pull it out of the oven. And it's like, it's not happening in real time. Whereas on this show, aside from just like good conversation between him and the guests, whatever he's making, granted, there are things that he might prep or do ahead of time, but for the most part, because it's just an hour straight, no cuts, no edits,
no skips,
he's just cooking in real time. And it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's an interesting format. I think it works really well. I hope they keep making more of it because I think it is a entertaining show. Anyways, that'll
new season of The Circle on Netflix too.
I did see that pop up. I didn't watch it yet though.
Because
it's like a reality show on Netflix where
you guys really like reality TV, huh?
Not really, but Circle's entertaining enough.
Yeah,
I haven't watched reality TV since fucking.
You made a fucking face. I like reality TV. What do I watch, Mike? Besides Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Don't you watch Vanderpump too?
That's like
Vanderpump's fucking.
Show.
Wait, isn't Vanderpump?
Yeah, I watched Vanderpump because of Jen, not because I want to watch it.
Kardashians,
get the fuck out of here! I would never.
Again,
I would never.
Real World.
I don't watch that shit. You watch Real World? Get the fuck out of here!
Wait,
Don,
watched
Real World. Watching that other show.
I watched the first two seasons.
Tom watches The Circle, and I'm out here catching fucking all the bullets, no strays. Yeah,
but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't watch Big Brother.
Big Brother's a jam. I don't know. Mike's
aren't you watching that other show? The one that had I forget. It's like on Peacock.
Oh fuck no! You know what, Mike? Fuck you, but also fuck yes, I do watch The Traitors. That shit is really fucking good. It's really good.
Reality TV.
Sure.
Wait, you always talk about Too Hot to Handle. Fucking what else?
No, what Todd said.
Too Hot to Handle is
a Simple Life, Love Island.
From
Love Island, three. Summer House, Love is Blind, Dan. You talk about Dan's moms all the time. Get the fuck out of here with this.
Todd just Googled popular reality TV shows.
Todd's going down the list. His camera. His head is the size of the screen, and he's like, Dance Moms? Listen, I'm not watching. The Traitors is good. The Traitors is fucking a good show. It is like a clever reality show that
that's an oxymoron.
Who's the host? Who's the host? It's like a Scottish actor, old guy.
Jen, who hosts?
Craig Ferguson.
No, Jen, who hosts the Traitors? Fuck, you would know the fucking Alan Cummings.
Alan Cummings. Okay, yeah, that's a guy,
right?
That is a person.
He's an actor.
I'm pretty sure it's him. It is Alan Cumming. He hosts it. It like takes place in like I don't think it's actually his house. I think it's just like that's how they position the show. But it's like in a mansion in Scotland. It's an interesting like essentially the way the show functions is, I don't know how big the cast starts at like 10 or 12 people, I think maybe 15. He's the host. He picks three people or two people to be traitors, and the goal of the game is for the other people every week or whatever, they have to vote out who they think is a traitor, and the
none
people
who are traitors.
Oh, is it? It's Among Us.
It is Among Us, Mike. It is.
But none of them are traitors, right?
No, they. So okay, so. They go in as all faithfuls, which are the non-traitors. But at the first episode, Alan Cummings, like everyone has to have like a one-on-one sit down with him, and they have to like explain if they want to be a traitor or not. And he just picks who he thinks is going to be the best traitor. The goal of the traitors is to get to the end. If they get to the end, they win all the money. If the so. The goal is for the traitors to get to the end, because if they get to the end, they win all the money. If the faithfuls get to the end and they're the traitor, they don't get anything. But if they get to the end and it's like just faithful people, you still don't know if you actually got the traitors out or not. So you're kind of gambling of, is someone here not a fucking traitor? Because if they're there, they get nothing. And then if they whoever's left at the end, if they're all faithful, they split the money. So it is Among Us, Mike, because you are trying to figure out who the fucking traitors are. And he like has them do a bunch of like fucking tasks and all this shit. Like it is fucking Among Us. You're saying that. But it's fucking really good. And the traitors basically every week they get to like they get to kill somebody if they get through the week unscathed. So they can choose to kill a faithful person. And it's just like an interesting kind, maybe it gives it like kind of channels whodunit vibes that I like. It pulls me in because I'm like, all right, a little bit of whodunit, a little bit of Among Us. But it has like a mix of people. Like this last season, it has like people from different reality things, like people from like, you know, Bravo type reality shows, but it also has people from like Survivor and Big Brother and shit like that. So it has like a mix of personalities, but a mix of like people who play games like that for a living. But it also had this season also had it had like a boxer on it. I forget what his name was. And it also had Michael Jordan's son on it. I don't know. It's an interesting
Michael
show.
Jordan must be pretty heavy in debt if he had to send his son out.
His son's weird.
His son was, I actually think they got a divorce or they're separated now, but he was married to someone. Yes. Yes. Oh yeah. Which is
who's married?
Who? Yeah. Buddy Pippen's ex-wife.
Yes. But she is also on a Bravo show.
Yeah. It's so weird.
So yeah. So they were actually both on this season together. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. Like, I think as much as I would love for you to watch Big Brother, Mike, what I'll say about the Traitors, like Big Brother, when it's like people playing the game well, it's a good fucking game, like a good competitive strategic game to watch. But lately, in more recent seasons, more often than not, it's a lot of personalities that are going on the show probably to just try to get famous. So like they're not going into the show to play the game well. So like it's kind of not always like peak like gameplay. Whereas the Traitors, seemingly at least with this season, it's like it's game players for the most part, and they want to win the money. So it's like kind of always elevated gameplay if they keep casting it that way, which I think the first season, which I didn't watch, Jen did, it had like a mix of those types of people, but also it had like regular people that auditioned for the show too. So I don't know how that dynamic played, but like this past season, you had people that like were, I don't watch Survivor, but like they're, you know, legendary Survivor players. And then it had like legendary Big Brother players. Dom pointed like he was going to say something.
I was looking at the cast. You didn't say Ryan Lochte was in the fucking first season.
I don't watch the first season.
Oh. And then in this season is Johnny Bananas.
I fucking hate Johnny Bananas, but yes, Johnny fucking Bananas got out early and he's still mad about it. He's still mad about it.
CT
made it so far. CT was amazing.
From here.
Yeah, CT was amazing.
CT says a douchebag. He's always been a douchebag. He's from
he
fucking
wasn't on this, though. I hear his friend. He wasn't on this, though. People
we ran into him on Salem. Back when I had fake IDs and we were in Salem, he was at like, and this was peak Road Rules challenge shit and everything. He was at like the Salem bar right down the street from where fucking, what's it called? It used to be my favorite place, Salem Beer Works. It was like the place on the corner right there. It used to be like fucking a college bar. But he was all there. All those guys were there one night in Salem. You would have fucking loved it.
I don't think I would have. I really don't think I would have. But I actually, I don't know. Jen loves CT because Jen used to watch Real World or whatever.
I've never heard anyone say they love CT. That's fucking insanity.
How do you love CT? Well, Jen also watched The Challenge too.
I did too.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
I think he was on it a lot. I don't think he's on it anymore. Johnny Bananas is still on that shit now.
That's
where the Miz came from. Yeah.
And,
what's it called? The dude. Yeah. We're thinking the same person. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I can't remember what his name is now, though.
Theo Vaughn.
Vaughn, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't know. Those types of shows don't do much for me. But Johnny Bananas fucking sucks. You like Johnny Bananas, though?
I just know who he is.
Johnny Bananas. He's so fucking salty that he got eliminated immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
He still is like playing this fucking like, you know, villain bullshit. Because
that dude started in reality TV like 20 years ago.
I love that guy.
These guys have built Dude, these guys have built their personality off of fucking doing The Real World once, and they made it last for like 25 years.
I mean,
insane.
Listen, Johnny Bananas is like, he's on The Challenge every fucking season, it seems
insane.
His job is making money on those
that's
shows,
it.
Which like,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
good for
it.
Him. But like, I think that's another reason why he was pissed that he got booted off the show so quick, because part of the thing with The Traitors is like, every episode, there's like, he gives you a challenge to complete. It's not always physical. And like, you can add money to the pot if you're like completing the challenges. So normally it seems like people kind of earn their place. If it's like, well, even if we're suspecting fucking Johnny fucking Bananas of being a traitor, we'll keep him here for now because he's fucking winning us extra money and we'll just get rid of him later. But he wasn't a fucking traitor. He's just a fucking clown. And my boy Dan Giesling fucking popped him out right away. So fuck that guy. The one of the guys that made it far, I don't watch the show, but like, he was like a dude from The Bachelor or something. And it's funny to me because like, I was like, oh, this guy from The Bachelor, he's going to get fucking knocked out quick. He's playing against like all these like game players, the people that play games. And this dude was like playing the biggest game, and he made it pretty far, but he got on the bad side of the traitors and they fucking weaseled him out. But
no spoilers.
It was good. It was an interesting show. I'll definitely be interested in the next season. I think it heavily revolves around the cast though. Like, I think they could cast that show season not good and then not care as much. Anyways, what the fuck are we talking about? This episode is all over the place. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode 416 of the Pass Controller Podcast. If you're a friend of the show, fan of the show, Jen wrote, because I yelled down earlier, who hosts that show? She wrote Alan Cummings from Rami and Michelle.
Such a repertoire, and she went with that.
I don't know. Wow, what would you say, Mike?
I
don't think I know them from anything.
Wasn't he the bad guy in the first Spy Kids movie?
Yes.
I was gonna say
he was the bad guy in a kids movie. I just couldn't remember which one.
All right, so if you go to his IMDb, he's known for is The Anniversary Party from 2001. Oh,
he was also Loki in Son of Mask. That's what I was trying to.
He is in Son of Mask. He's known for.
And we also didn't think he's Nightcrawler in X2.
He's fucking Kurt Wagner. Yeah, that's in X2. Own. And then he's also he's fucking Boris Grishenko in GoldenEye.
Yep, he's definitely in GoldenEye. Yeah. Okay, so like, he just hasn't done anything recently is basically his problem.
I mean, he's on the Emmy winning show, The Traitors.
He was on The Good Wife.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but it was a television show that he was nominated 3 primetime Emmys, 2 SAGs, and 2 Golden Globes.
He's entertaining to watch. He's a good host. But thank you so much for listening to this week's episode 416. If you're a friend of the show, fan of the show, you want to support the show, easiest way to do that, and the thing that takes no money and even less time, is leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show, and subscribing to the show. Those things are super important, super impactful. We would really appreciate it if you take a quick moment to leave us a 5-star review. If you have bucks kicking around, you can subscribe to us on Twitch at twitch.tv/passcontroller. You can go to passthecontroller.threadless.com and get some swag. You can go to fucking patreon.com/passthecontroller, become a patron. There's plenty of ways to give us money. We appreciate you if you do or don't, as long as you're listening and hanging out, leaving us a review, all fantastic stuff. If you are an audio listener, just a friendly reminder, record the show weekly live at twitch.tv/passcontroller. If you can't make the live show, we do put the episodes up later on our YouTube channel. Just search Pass the Controller Podcast on YouTube. You'll find us. We appreciate you. But as we do with every episode, we end with the game. And as the leaderboard stands for the year, we get Dom eking by back into first place with 17 points, Mike in second with 16, and Todd made a little bit of ground last week, sitting at 10 points. We're going to play a game that we've been playing all year long called Answer Unlocked. The way this works is I read the achievements/trophies for the game. First person to get the game gets the points. Game number one. Special report. Stop the rogue blank blank broadcast in story mode. Piped Piper. Trespass the royal grounds of NYC blank and defeat the blank blank in story mode.
Fallout 3.
Incorrect.
Fallout 76.
Incorrect. Buffoons. Put an end to blank and blank's run in story mode. Empire Strikes Out. Retreat the blank empire in story mode. clean up in aisle four. Stop blank blank. He can rebuild the old blank blank in story mode. You do need to give me the full title of this game, by the way. You can abbreviate part of it, but you
TMNT Shredder's Revenge.
Mike's Dom's got the fucking point.
I figured it was TMNT, but I was like, all right, what turtle game do I know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of them, so I gave up.
The blank and blank, I was like, it's got Bebop and Rocksteady. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Dom gets the first point. Game number two. Welcome. You do need to give me the full title of this game. Welcome to the New World. Earn the right to take
Fallout
on...
Fallout 76.
Incorrect. Earn
Fallout
the right...
Fallout 3.
It's not a Fallout game. Earn the right to take on two-star assignments.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Nothing stops this commission. Earn the right to take on three-star assignments. Defender... Quest? What is it?
Cat Quest?
Incorrect. Defender...
All right, I got it. All right.
Defender of blank. Earn the right to take on...
Emerald Heist.
Incorrect. Four-star assignments. Into the Deep. Earn the right to take on five-star assignments.
Everything sounds so familiar, but I have no fucking...
Day of the Diver.
Incorrect.
Death... Oh, that came out! By the way, on PlayStation. Free, if you're on PlayStation.
Death Begets Life. Successfully guide blank blank.
Spirit Fair?
Incorrect.
Where did you pull that one from? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The Empress of the Highlands earned the right to take on seven-star assignments.
It's not Grand Theft Auto, is it?
Correct.
Six, five, whatever it is.
It's not a Grand Theft Auto game. One shall stand, one shall fall. Earn the right to take on eight-star assignments.
Now I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so it's Transformers. I don't know any Transformers games.
The Sapphire Star. Solve the mystery of the Elder Crossing.
Dragon's Quest XI.
Incorrect. The Hunter's Life for me. Complete 50 optional quests.
Oh, Unicorn Overlord.
Incorrect. An Inquisitive Mind. Complete your first investigation.
Whoa.
I'm going to be mad. Am I going to be mad if I don't get this?
No. The Franchise Hunter. Complete 50 investigations.
Oh, it's Disco Elysium.
Incorrect. Step into the arena. Complete your first arena quest. Nowhere to go but up. Complete 50 arena quests. New World Settler. Establish 5 camps. The Art of Camouflage. Escape the blank pack by hiding in some shrubs. Angling for a bite. Catch your first fish.
Is it Monster Hunter World?
It is indeed Monster Hunter World.
That's where the stars started making sense. Because I'm on like 6-star missions right now on Rise.
All right, Tom gets the point. All right, game number three. I'm going to officially invoke
quest.
Devil Horns. You need to give me the full title. If this goes south, we will pivot the game. Again, full title.
Cat Quest.
Incorrect. Ret to Go. Start your day fresh. Investigator. Avoid detection from all of the blank blank.
The Little Gator game?
Incorrect.
Jump, I was thinking that. I didn't know the name of it, but that's what I was thinking too.
Jump, jump, slide, slide. Leap over every canister as you slide down the chute. Race to the top. Climb Tassel Tower at record speed. In it to win it. Eliminate the competition. Magic Carpet Ride. Reach the end of the race without falling off your carpet. Inventor's Assistant. Finish building the dynamo. The Swim Team. Gather up as many friends as possible for a swim. Avoid I'm sorry, The Great Escape. Avoid all of the gears during the escape slide.
So this takes place during the Gear Wars then.
Yeah. Guardian blank. Beat the game.
Is it Destiny 2?
No, incorrect.
Destiny?
Incorrect. No. Sorry. I don't know why I paused. It's not Destiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just heard Guardians and I was like, okay.
Blank blank all hero. Achieve 100% completion. Fully formed. Obtain all magic forms. Relic seeker. Obtain any magic relic.
Oh, it's cameo.
Incorrect. Relic hunter. Obtain half of the magic relics. Relic collector. Obtain all magic relics. Fan favorite. Unlock any door in the art gallery. Key to my heart. Unlock half the doors in the art gallery. Master of unlocking. Unlock all the doors in the art gallery. Not selling you snake oil. Make a deal with the sneaky, snaky seller of magical secrets. The Spider Queen. Defeat a bone legs enemy as a spider. Squish. Crush an enemy with a block. Back at ya. Reflect 5 attacks back at an enemy with the mirror. Bone breaker. Smash 10 skeletons with the elephant. Cooked. Defeat 10 enemies using a fireball. Shocking encounter. Defeat 20 enemies with lightning. Don't call it that. Defeat Poop Toot.
It's not Dead Cells, is it?
Incorrect. Vicious Vile in Vain. Free the missing maidens.
Oh, fuck. Oh, wait, you've already said too many achievements, so it's not that game, actually.
A Case of the Olds. Discover the history of Tasseltown's brightest star. Double Trouble. Sometimes two are better than one, but not this time. An Act of Foul Play. Foil the heist in Cape Crustacean. Blank versus the important Squid Baron. It sell like buns.
It's SpongeBob rehydrated?
Incorrect. Pummeled Pirate. Thwarted the blank of the blank blank. Brain Basher. Put a stop to the mechanized madness. A magnetic field. Obtain the magnet.
SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom?
It's not a SpongeBob game.
How many things you said, I was like, it's going to be SpongeBob.
Obtained copper ore. Force of Darkness. Obtained the Dark Shard. Champion of Light. Obtained the Light Shard. The Final Pieces. Obtained the Zombie Hamster and Iron Slab. Finders Keepers. Collect all of Risky's personal possessions.
Devil Horns game?
Yes.
Okay.
Shantae Risky's Business?
Incorrect.
Shantae of the Seven Seas?
Incorrect. Queen of the Seven Cheese? Defeat Risky Boots using only the mouse bite.
I know what it is.
Speedrunner. Save the day as fast as possible. Quick Collector. Achieve 100% completion as fast as possible. Old School Baby. Complete Hardcore Mode. Then there's DLC. It's not going to probably help anyone.
Shantae Half Genie Hero.
He didn't say it's not a Shantae. Okay, I was going to say, he didn't say it's not a Shantae. Shantae
Half Genie Hero. Dom gets the point. I don't know why I picked Monster Quest.
Is the game called Risky's Business?
No, Risky's Revenge.
Risky's Revenge.
That's why I fucking laughed, because it's a ridiculous,
Risky Business.
It's just a ridiculous thing to say. that'll do it. That puts Dom still at a commanding 19 points in first. Mike sticking in second with 16. Todd making a little bit of ground with 11 in third. That'll do it for episode 416. We will see you next time.